Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Smoke on you. Daddy, it's a rental, but the joke's on you.
Come here, I did a different and it's all in your mind.
HAC, TM Hyman Radio Live, 10:05 in Atlanta, GA, 7:05 in San Francisco, California. That was from Another Level, the album produced by my man Superb. So new for some people, not that new for others. You in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, all the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. It's CeeLo on a Black Friday.
Welcome Buenos noches. What's going
Thank
on?
All the way live from Newark, Delaware, on this Black Friday is Toya. Welcome to the
hey
show.
Now. Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
What up,
CeeLo? CeeLo, TM.
All the way live from Chesapeake, Virginia, by way of any city in Hampton Roads. There are seven of them. Give it up for Dee Dee tonight. Welcome
yeah,
to the
boy.
Show.
All right, all right, all right.
Hey, Dee Dee.
Hey, Maraguay.
Hey, it's a Black Friday. Welcome, Friday, November 26, 2010. Welcome to the Cypher. We recapping the week in news and entertainment. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Thanks for listening. What's going on, folks? We should have a special guest joining us from Virginia Beach tonight. What's happening?
Nothing.
Gentlemen, what's up?
How much money have y'all spent today, this Black Friday?
None.
Sure, that's good. That's good. Not too much. Who else? Nobody has spent money today? That's good.
No.
I spent a little bit. I spent a little bit. Not much.
How much? Were you
out in the line? $200. I'm sorry?
$200. Were you out in the long lines? How early did you get up before?
My sister dragged me out to Walmart with her. Lord have mercy. And I think we got there at 3 o'clock this morning.
Wow. You were up, Grandma?
Wow.
Yes, only because I was made to go. But, yes, I was up.
Wow.
You sound like
it. Yeah, Grandma was up and at him. 3 o'clock this morning fighting old people in Walmart.
Wow.
You know what?
For hours.
I'll tell you what. The Black Friday sales will have the senior citizens losing their mind. And I need them to know that when you start acting up, regardless of your age, I might have to start acting up with you. Respect might have to go out the door because now you're being ignorant for no reason. Okay? If you're going to be out and about in the hustle and bustle of the holiday shopping, I need you to mind your manners. Act like you have
Oh, my goodness. Cut it out. I totally understand that. God, no, that Christmas shopping is the thing that gets me.
Old people are crazy.
Wow, yes.
Yeah, I don't do crowds. I don't do crowds or ignorant people. I'm too ignorant to be around ignorant people.
Exactly, okay? Because I act out way too fast.
Yeah.
We got to be patient. We got to be patient with our elders, though.
No, we do not.
I'm saying,
No, we do not have to be patient with them. My mother has said many times, she is 60 years old,
anything goes, but she got to know that you got to draw the line in the sand. Anything don't go just because you're 60, just because you reach a certain age, anything.
Exactly. Let me give you the little story behind it, okay? We were standing in line. My sister got a laptop. She's got all this stuff to go with it. So, you know, you have to split up because you can only be in one line. You can't, you know, get multiple things. So I'm standing in the laptop line. I get the laptop, pay for it, go pick it up. And when you pick it up, you can't go back into the store. Of course, I didn't know that. I didn't have the keys to the car because I was with my sister. So the security guard was like, well, you can just sit here and wait. So I'm sitting in the front of the store waiting on the bench. Another lady, she's like, well, I think I'll buy another laptop. Do you think you can watch my stuff for me? Sure, I'm not going anywhere. So I'm sitting there watching her cart. And the old lady comes up. And I said, oh, you want to sit down? And I grab the box and move the cart over, and she sits down. And the lady that I was watching her cart for, you know, a few minutes later, she comes back. So she comes to sit down. So I move to the left, and the old lady moves to the right. So she sits in the middle of us. And, I mean, the bench is only but so big. The old lady says, I know she's got some more room over there. That one over there on the end can move over some more. I've got half my behind hanging off the bench. Well, keep going. You won't have any of you behind on the bench. You can get up. now. And then she says it again, but she's mumbling, and she's talking to the lady next to me. Like, I'm not saying anything to you. I'm hanging off the bench, too. What do you want me to do, get up because you're older and let you sit down? No, you should have stayed home and shopped online or had your grandkids do it. Don't get smart with me because you don't have somewhere to sit. And then she keeps
on
going.
That note, on that note,
huh?
you're out of control.
Huh?
You are out of control. 917-889-3926, folks. We'll be right back. It's 11 after the hour, coming to you live from Norfolk, Virginia tonight. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Happy Black Friday, everybody.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
She called me Rain Man. I'm making
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live, 917-889-3926 is the digits. Jump on it. Charlotte, North Carolina brings us CeeLo. Delaware
yes.
brings us Toya. Chesapeake, VA brings us Dee Dee. Welcome to the show tonight, folks. We're recapping the week. It's Friday, Black Friday, November 26th, 2010. No one has spent a whole lot of money, which is good. But what was this week like? Short week, short work week. Anything exciting? Thankful this week. I'm thankful for a real good Thanksgiving Day with my family. Good eating, good fun, good food, good laughs. How was you all's Thanksgiving?
I ate with the neighbors. This is CeeLo. I ate across the street.
Okay.
Yeah, they came over. Yeah, they came over and invited me over, so that's where I went.
Good neighbors. Good yeah. neighbors, good friends is always a good thing.
That is. I didn't expect it either.
Good.
Yeah.
Good Thanksgiving, Toya? Or Dee Dee, good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was decent. I hosted this year, so, I mean, it was all right. Busy. I had to cook and play hostess, but it was decent.
You sound real excited about it.
Yes.
I'm tired.
I feel you. I'm a little exhausted myself. Dee Dee, what about yourself?
Nice and quiet.
Nice and quiet. We'll take that. Anything in entertainment, CeeLo, that you want to talk about specifically? It was pretty quiet this week, although, I just want to report that our president, chief executive officer, our commander-in-chief, got 12 stitches today after playing basketball at the White House.
Uppercut
in the lip. Good chief, President Obama, 12 stitches, a jab to the lip during a basketball game today.
And still ticking. Look at that. No, nothing has really been going on this week, though. I mean, besides, CeeLo and, the show he has that comes on Fuse now, that's pretty interesting. He has some nice guests up there. It's pretty much like a setting of just him and whomever he has up there. His show. You would ask me right this moment. I can't think of his name. I mean, the name of the show right now. I'll find out for you, though. But I watch the show. It usually comes on while we're on, so I DVR it or whatever, and watch it.
I am watching very closely this what could be a war between South Korea and North Korea. South Korea, had like two Marines taken out, by the North Korea attack this week. President Obama weighed in, pretty much asking North Korea to just kind of stop, as they get ready to transfer power, from the old to the new. So, hey,
wow.
That's something that's been brewing for a while. I think that's big news, though.
Exactly, because we have a lot of soldiers over there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because one of our major bases are over there. Because there's a line, there's a fence called the DMZ, where you can't get too close. It's that border between South and North Korea. They're serious about that.
Yeah, that's something to pay attention to, folks. We could potentially have another war on our hands between
exactly.
North Korea and South Korea that could include the United States,
yeah.
With no problem.
Right.
So, what else is going on in the news?
Well, that little Kim, Nicki Minaj beef is starting to get a little steam to it. Because now Lil' Kim is, talking back to Nikki, like pretty much taunting her, you know, because she's, you know how Kim, the last time she came out, she got 5 mics. And so she's like, you know, she got 5 mics. What you get, you know? So I think this is going to end up, this is going to blow up in their faces, really, or in Kim's face. Because she's dope anyway, you know, and Nikki's just, she's still in a point of proving herself. So, like, I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you something. The fact that Minaj is getting, like, you know, like $22 right now for her CD, you know, kind of shows, you know what I'm saying, she's a hot commodity and something to be reckoned with. I mean, you know, Nelly came out and he hit, his CD's like $9.99. You know, Lady Gaga, her joint is like a dub, like 20 flat. Minaj is giving you a T-shirt, a poster, a CD, $22. That's
right.
That's big pimping right there. We'll be right back. Got it, about 30.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hey God, thank you for all of my blessings. I pledge bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. Could you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I pledge bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today but I got faith in tomorrow. This life hard to swallow, why I got my bottle. I fear my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. But see, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means. So they try to bring me down, at least that's how it seems. But you king of the kings, the god of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you, as long as I know that. I'll never be without you. My faith so strong, I never ever doubt you. The God's in me and you too, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me for days I won't in church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. Cause he gon' clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. So my own people might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's soul is worthless. I know that's a purpose. Home is our earth is, and I will not be nervous. The street lights come on, and it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. As long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca. God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you.
You are tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live this Black Friday. That was Laura Thank You by Law. Did you guys hear in entertainment news that Willie Nelson was charged with pot possession?
I don't doubt it. Me either. He's been smoking for years.
Yeah, his old tales. Yeah, they found, I think it was 6 ounces on his
tour. And he would have been
done
with that.
And I'm thinking to myself, you know what, Willie? Aren't you a little old for all that? I mean, how old is Willie Nelson now?
He's like 900 years old. He's like him and Moses, like, that's Moses' grandson or something. He's like 900 years old. I'm serious. Because he was old when I was little.
Yeah, but he was charged with possession of 6 ounces on his tour bus. I was like, go ahead, Willie.
Willie was on Sesame Street, okay? Willie was 75 on Sesame Street.
Yeah, that's funny.
Gosh. No, though. Wow. What did they do, though? I mean, like, how dare it's against the law for them to even arrest him. He is too old to even be arrested, though. Because would he go to jail?
No, he isn't. He's not
they
too
give him
old.
A week. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? How do you give him
I think
life?
I think he had to put up, like, $2,500.
Oh, wow.
Fine. That's it. But, yeah, they arrested him.
That's sad.
That's funny. On another note, a former rap star, Luther Campbell, has stepped away from the entertainment industry to help out the local Miami community. He just landed a position as an assistant football coach at Miami High School, at Miami Central High School out in Miami. Luke is 50 years old, former Two Live Crew, you know, leader, Luke Skywalker Records. Wow. So
right.
Luke trying to help out the community.
And you know what's dope about it, though? Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And what's dope is that, like, he says that he tells, you know, the young guys not to disrespect women, you know, because it makes you less than a man if you do. And, you know, and tells them, you know, not to get F's on their report cards. And it just, yeah, I mean, but a lot of kids listen to, regardless of how long ago they've been out or whatever, last time they made a record, a lot of kids listen to entertainers. Because it's someone that sets an example of success. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of time versus what they see in their normal lives. And so I think that's awesome. A lot of kids graduate this year.
Yeah, you gotta love it. You know, you gotta love it.
Exactly.
People get old and, you know, feel they gotta give back, and I think that's a good thing.
Yes, but I mean that's why we're supposed to be blessed anyway, so we can give back.
No doubt.
That's why I think we're all put in the positions we're put in. I want to hear. Hey, have you heard that? I know I was just talking about the Lil' Kim Nicki Minaj situation, but have you heard the song that Lil' Kim did yet? It's called Black Friday. I'm gonna check it out as soon as I get a chance. But it's a song to diss and Nicki Minaj. And P. Diddy. Yeah. I don't know.
My question is why? Nicki Minaj already said she showed Kim love. It's no beef between her. What's the problem? You know what I'm saying? She's on. She said every time she bigs her up and gives her love. So she's trying to understand what is the purpose for the beef. I'm confused, too.
The purpose is Lil' Kim needs to jumpstart her career again. And I guess she figures the best way to do it is go out after who's the hottest person right now.
And that very well may be what it is. I mean, because she did her little Dancing with the Stars thing. So it is about time for her to come out with another album. I mean, you know, because I think the last one she came out with was when she got locked up, which was a good album, actually. But
it was, but because she was locked up, they couldn't promote it. Well, they didn't promote it as the way they should.
Right, but I think it's still underground-wise.
If superstars spent more time building each other up instead of knocking each other down, maybe our kids will build each other up more. This is pathetic. This is Kanye, 50 Cent, Nicki Minaj, Kemp. This is ridiculous. That's why rap has gone the way it has gone. That's why I love hip-hop. That's my word.
Speaking of Kanye, big up to Kanye for his performance yesterday, you know, on that massive maroon float he was on out there in New York City, Macy's Day Parade. He performed for the 84th annual Macy's Day Parade in Manhattan yesterday. You know, he had on the fat gold chains, performed the song Lost in the World.
Wow.
Big up to Kanye.
Yay, sir. How is both their albums came out this week. And I'm quite sure they flew off the shelves. And, like, Kanye, I think that he's an artist that's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, like, you know how to refine his stuff like Jigga.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, folks. Kanye West, big up. Macy's Day Parade yesterday, the 84th up there in the city. 10:31, we'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Nevada, welcome to the show. Ladies, thanks for riding tonight.
Bueno. Look, did you hear about that that tunnel they found in between Mexico and San Diego? It was like a 90 miles or whatever tunnel. They were like, it's the most sophisticated tunnel they've ever seen. And it went from like this house, like in this kitchen. It went from this kitchen to these two warehouses in San Diego. And it's like 80 feet down into the ground. Like, wow, who has the patience to do that? I mean, you got to be seriously about your business to do it, but really, who did that, and how long did that take? You know, it had support and everything. Like, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that sounds pretty dramatic.
Yeah, they found. How about look, they found 27,600 pound packages of marijuana.
Wow. See? Wow.
27,000, not 27,600, but no, there were 600 pound packages, and each one, there were 27,000 of them. I was like, what? How do you do that? God. Yeah, I don't know. Wow, wow, wow. Yes.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah, man. They were like because they followed a truck, and they said the truck was filled like from top to bottom, front to back, like. Full of marijuana. How do you do that? Yeesh. Hey, let me ask y'all this, and I'm not trying to be funny, but like, why do these people keep getting caught in the mines? Then they just brought some other. I was watching the news yesterday, and they had just gotten some people out of mines. What's going on with these mines? Are they intentionally blowing these things up, hoping these people die or something, and they just keep getting out?
No, I thought I heard some people pass.
Right, but no, what I'm saying, it's like, okay, did you know what I'm saying? Unless they're just, you know, maybe because it happened in one place and, like, somebody made it news now, other people are making more news of it, and it happens all the time. Or, you know what I'm saying, it's just this just going to keep, you know what I'm saying, it's going to keep increasing to happen, or, I mean, like, what? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think I'm just crazy.
I plead the fifth.
No, I'm saying, man, because it's like, okay, it's like almost every other week somebody's getting getting caught in the mines. And that's why I'm asking, like, is it something that's just that's increasingly happening, or is it just something that happens all the time and it's just getting more media coverage?
I'm not sure it happens all the time, although I think that it's definitely something that happens. Miners, I mean, it's not the first time, you know, that the miners, you know, that miners have gotten trapped. You know, I mean, I think that's the risk that comes along with mining. You know, I think sometimes the coverage is just a little more hyped up, maybe.
I guess. I don't know. I was just like, when I saw it the other day, I was like, well, are they doing this intentionally now? I mean, like, really, I want to question that. Or are they just now paying more attention? Because, yeah, I mean, it's sad that people get caught in these mines, but, like, really? Every other week? I don't know. No.
Folks, if the show feels like it is dragging along tonight, we apologize. It is Thanksgiving weekend. And I know I'm extremely full and extremely tired. Been running and traveling. Nevertheless, thanks for riding with us tonight. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. If you want to weigh in, it's the Friday Night Cypher. Hey, I got a new joint from OD. I've been hanging out with OD all day long. Big up to OD, Overdose. And we've been recording. And I brought something back. I cleaned it up, but it's Friday night. This is a Friday night cipher. y'all tell me what y'all think about this. I'm not sure if I should play it or not, but hey, I'm gonna play it regardless. Y'all tell me what y'all think about this. I'm gonna play it. Tell me what you think about it. It's a little raunchy. I cleaned it up a little bit though. This is my man. OD. It's called Beat It Up. TMI and Radio Live.
Oh, boy.
It's over though.
J Skill.
Money boy in the time.
It's a Friday. It's a Friday night in the city, folks. 10:46 on the East Coast, 7:46 on the West Coast. 13 minutes left in the show. It's a Friday night cipher. Happy Black Friday. Got Toya, Dee Dee, CeeLo hanging out. The hey. Angels.
Bueno.
No, Friday, November 26th. The month is almost over. December's on its way in. Can y'all believe it's almost 2011?
Yes.
No, that's crazy.
I can't. It still feels like the beginning of 2010. This is ridiculous. It's like, what? It's like once August hit, the rest of the year just kind of, I don't know, just passed by. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much.
2011, though, there's a lot of things in the works. A lot of beautiful things in the works. I can't wait till it comes to fruition. Yay, yay.
Yeah, a lot of big things popping. I actually spent Wednesday night with Willingham priming some walls, the walls of the new spa, Massages for Life, Tidewater Drive out here in Norfolk, VA. Big things is definitely popping. The building is tight. The different rooms where massages is going to be going down at real life therapy. Folks, she's not a masseuse. Damn it.
She's a massage.
No happiness cracking over here. She's a massage therapist. Massages for Life coming to you in January. I'm not a masseuse. No happy endings over here.
That's right.
Oh, wow.
No, Terrence, he does offer happy endings, depending
well,
on
which type
of plan you purchase. All right.
Okay. What? Avon, I mean, yo, I don't know. Y'all crazy.
Y'all are awful.
I wish I would have. Yeah, so you guys are enjoying Virginia. You guys suck. I'm really still here in Virginia. I mean, in, what's this place called? North Carolina. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. I'm still in Delaware. That's how they do it.
Yeah, I'm telling you. He was supposed to call me back 2 days ago. I ain't heard nothing from him. I had to send him a text message. And I'm like, what? You guys suck. It's all right, though. Everything is beautiful. We're going to have so much fun
everything
this year.
Everything is beautiful. Everything is beautiful.
I'm ready. Look, so look, Avon. Avon's having, look, having Black Friday specials. And, you guys can get, like, you know, gifts for your mother and sister, girlfriends, and those side chicks. You know, you have stuff for those girls, too. And hey, your gentlemen on the side. We have something for them, too. We have some for ladies who have gentlemen on the side. We have cologne and aftershave.
No doubt.
You know? I'm trying to tell you.
Sure, everybody stay fresh and clean.
Exactly. Regardless of who they are. We got bread keepers. I mean, you know, like the.
Hey, no, for real. Hit us. Give us the website address directly to your account.
My website, actually, is www.youravon.com/cboston. That's youravon.com/cboston. That's C, as in CeeLo, Boston, BOSTON, like the city. And,
what?
Yes, you can go on, register, log on, shop all you want. Oh, look, it's free shipping, regardless of how much you order. Free shipping.
And that's all weekend?
Free
actually,
any order.
It's today and Monday.
Well, your site says this weekend.
It does.
Free shipping
it's
with any
email.
Order.
Well, then,
yeah.
Look, then you read what it says. If that's what it said, then that's what it means. You told me Friday and Monday. If it told you all weekend, hey, I'll honor that. I don't, look, if it's not already applied, I'll apply the discount. How about that?
If you just tuned in, it's the Friday Night Cypher, 917-889-3926. Got the Angels hanging out with us. Let's go to the phone lines. Area code 202, last four digits 4083. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Welcome to the cipher tonight.
Coop calling from Landover.
What up, Coop?
What's cracking, dude?
Hey, Coop.
What's going on? I had to call in because of two things. I heard something about a happy ending, and I heard something about side chicks getting gifts.
What? Oh, in the blue blazing, Coop.
But I mean, do side chicks get gifts?
I don't know. Do you give your side chicks?
I mean,
I guess it depends on how deep that relationship is.
I can say that they get gifts, but do they get legit gifts from real retailers? Don't they get like the Brother Man hookup gift or something?
Wait a minute, because the Brother Man hookup can be just as nice as the gift from the store. Now,
exactly.
You just
hey,
get
cool,
it
don't you
fight.
Laugh? Man,
no
we got. Hey, we got a leather coat and some leather gloves from a gas station. So what?
Hey, that leather coat and them gloves was different, though. I got that leather coat on the credit, CeeLo.
Oh, yeah. That was.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Yes,
hey, I think the size chicks do get gifts.
Do you get your size chicks, Tim?
I have definitely given side gifts.
Wow.
Yeah.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
I know that's
right.
I
had a side chick that was giving me a hard time around Christmas. I hadn't given her a gift. And I remembered I had about 7 Victoria's Secret gift cards or like was the little, you know, gift cards, store credits or whatever underneath the seat in my car already wrapped up. I had bought them from, you know, from Hustle Man. I told her, look in the back seat, because I had slid one out and put her on the seat. And I said, see, you give me a hard time, and I got your gift right there.
Well, good, though. I can't be mad at that.
Oh, okay.
Good way to
you came prepared. I'm telling you, that's, go online to my site.
Oh,
you go
thinking ahead.
For all of them.
Yo, stay up, everybody. We'll be right back. It's 10:53. Right back.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
That was Law featuring C. Rolla, What You Say.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in with us this evening, Black Friday. We're kind of winding down the show. Just a few minutes left in the show. Anything you guys want to add or say before we close it out for the night?
Deuces, thanks for riding. Back at you on Sunday, 7 p.m., Monday, 10 p.m.
Yes. And this is CeeLo. I want to thank everybody that was part of my happiness in life and everybody that's part of my demise in life because it was all beneficial. Yes, thank you. You all included. You're part of my happiness. Thanks.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Cool. Thanks for riding with us, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I'll be listening Sunday.
No doubt. Hey, Monday, we got, is it B. Slade? B. Slade, formerly Tone A, folks, for those who maybe know him in the gospel world, he's kind of turned rock, neo-soul, got a new name. So he'll be telling us his story on Monday, 10 p.m. Again, back at you on Sunday, 7 p.m., folks. Thank you very much for riding with us. You know, we're going to leave you with this smoothed out joint right here. And we appreciate you. Be safe. Back at you tomorrow, or actually, excuse me, back at you on Sunday, 7 p.m. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Talk radio show.